It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London, and on today's show, we welcome the woman who's responsible for writing hundreds of hit songs in Latin music. But she's written one that we all know especially well this particular year because it was the summer's hottest song. It's a song called Despacito. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. Erica Ender will be joining us. She wrote the song for them. She'll tell us about writing that song and what it's like to be one of the most in-demand songwriters in all of Latin music. Erica Ender joins us today right here on Border Crossings.
Te lo dije cuando pude, cuando lo hice ya era tarde. Hoy que la culpa me consume, sé que fui estúpida y cobarde. Y ahora qué, qué sigue después. El sitio es de dos, no hay lugar para tres. Se abre el suelo y caigo a prisa en arena movediza. Corro y se hunden mis pies. Es como enterrarme en vida el amor con que la miras. Hoy ya no hay nada. Y absurdo verla abrazar lo que era mío. Porque yo sigo siendo tuya, pero en tus ojos ese brillo no es para mí. Que sigue sin ti, se rompe. Suelo y caigo a prisa en arena movediza. Corro y se hunden mis pies. Es como enterrarme en vida el amor con que la miras. Hoy ya no hay nada que hacer.
Hoy me tocó.
This is Larry London, Voice of America. On the phone with me right now, we are speaking with Erica Ender. Welcome to the Voice of America. Welcome to the world.
Thank you so much. Hello, world. Thank you for your time.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, I'm talking to you in Panama. Do I understand that correctly?
Correct. I'm here during this day, yes.
Wow. And first of all, congratulations to you on your recent Latin Grammy nominations. I mean, that's very exciting to be up for several. I think you've won in the past Latin Grammy Awards, not only from the Latin Grammys, but you've won the Latin Billboard Awards and quite a few other awards. It probably never gets old, though, you know, being nominated.
Yeah, no. It's always a great moment in your life, not only your professional life, but your personal life. And I'm so grateful because this year has really been amazing. And having two nominations in two different areas of my career, which are the songwriter and the singer-songwriter, it's even more wonderful. So I'm really thankful for this.
And now, you know, of course, the spotlight has been shining on you for a variety of reasons. But one of those reasons is that you are one of the writers of Despacito, which kind of has changed, changed the face of music right now.
Yeah, and we're so grateful for that as well. Luis Fonsi and I were friends. We've been friends for a long time, for almost 10 years. And when we wrote this together at his home studio, we never ever thought that this would take over the world. I mean, we knew we had something special in our hands, but we never knew that the whole world was going to sing and dance in Spanish. So it's been a great victory, not only for all of us involved, but for the Latin music industry, for the Latin culture, it is amazing to see people singing and dancing in Spanish all over the world.
And now people are comparing you to Mariah Carey because, you know, she had the longest-running number one song with Boyz II Men a number of years ago. And you just tied that with Despacito. And not only you're a songwriter, you're also a singer. So there's a lot. And you're also beautiful and sexy, just like Mariah. So, you know.
Oh, my God. And you're so nice. Do you want to be my manager?
And you are
just
the first.
Kidding. Thank you so much. You're so kind. Thank you.
And you're the first female songwriter to have a number one Billboard Hot 100 chart hit in Spanish. So congratulations
on
history.
Correct.
Wow.
Thank you so much. It's amazing. You know, I always dreamt about doing the crossover, but you're always going towards writing in English. You never think that you're going to cross over doing a Spanish song. So it's pretty amazing. It's the way to confirm that music has no limits and no boundaries at all.
And you know, this seems to be a trend. I mean, the last time this happened was in 1996. The Macarena was, you know, huge on the U.S. charts. And now it's been quite a while since. And now we've got two songs. We've got, of course, Despacito and Mi Gente is another song that's on the charts, the U.S. English language charts. So all of this is very exciting.
Correct.
Now, I heard that, you know, originally it wasn't Justin Bieber that Luis Fonsi was after.
Yeah, well, the truth is that when this exploded in our hands, the first day it was already a number one in 14 different countries, number one in sales, and it started, like, playing on the radio super quick, and it went up super fast. And then we decided to do versions, you know, the English version and the Spanish version, I mean the Portuguese version as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked on the Portuguese version, and there was another songwriter, his name is Marty James, that wrote the English lyrics, and he was all the time in contact with us, with me and Fonsi, checking on the lyrics of the song to be as faithful as it could to the main version, the original one. So we were planning who Fonsi was going to collaborate with, and the record label had two people in mind, two artists in mind. So the thing is that suddenly Justin Bieber goes to this nightclub in Bogota, Colombia. I think it was in Bogota. He heard the song. He saw the people reacting. The song was already number one for several weeks in a lot of countries and on the Latin Billboard charts. And it was number three in the global Spotify streaming chart. So the people already knew the song very well, and they were in love with it. So the way they reacted surprised him, as far as I know. And he loved the song. So he calls, I mean, his people calls Fonsi's people. Fonsi calls me and tells me, Erica, what do you think? Justin Bieber wants to record a remix. And I go, of course. I think it's amazing. And he goes and records the song. I think Fonsi called me like on Thursday evening, and the song came out on a Sunday, so they did it pretty fast.
Wow.
I think that he recorded that in Colombia while he was in Colombia, and then they released it on Sunday midnight. So it was pretty fast and amazing, and it refreshed the song and gave it, you know, new horizons, because it really took the song from a number 44 or something like that on the Hot 100 list to number 3, to a number 9, then to a number 3, and then it stood there for 16 weeks in a row. So I think that every little thing and every big thing that has been added to the song has been such, I don't know, miracle after miracle. It's been like a snowball, you know?
Right. Well, I heard somewhere that originally Luis Fonsi wanted Drake on the song.
Well, I don't know that exactly, because we were talking about the version most of all. I don't know if he talked that with the record label, not mm-hmm. with me.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Si no estás conmigo, despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo. Quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Si te pido un beso, vendrá.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Cerré tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Despacito.
Despacito.
So you've got a Latin Grammy Award nomination for Despacito, and it's, you know, well-deserved. And you're also nominated for your own album, which is your fifth album, for Best Singer-Songwriter.
Correct. And I'm so happy. This is such an important album for me. It is very intimate. It's full of stories that I've lived on my own skin. And it's called Tatuajes because of that. The name is Tattoos in English. Tatuajes means tattoos. And though I don't have any tattoo on my skin, I do have a lot in my soul. So it's kind of a very special moment for me. This is my 25th anniversary, the 25th anniversary of my career. And I wanted to celebrate it with something very special. There are a lot of things happening at the same time, the induction to the Hall of Fame right before Despacito exploded in our hands, and I was releasing this album in May as well, and the fact that I could, you know, enjoy this moment of my life and share with the people that follows my music personal experiences that are so special to me right at this moment is it's really amazing, and I'm so grateful for the universe letting me do this. And the truth is that those are my experiences, but at the same time, I do think that are yours as well, because we all as humans feel the same. We just have other people with different roles around us that makes us feel that.
Dijo todo lo que sientes, amor. No me digas que no puedes, nadie te lo impide y menos yo, que necesito tanto amarte. Ven y mojame en tus besos, acurrúcate a mi cuerpo y deja que la noche haga el rey. hazme tuya, hazme tuya. Ah, ay, 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 solo tuya, hazme tuya, hazme, hazme tuya.
Now you also have been contributing to many other artists over the years. You know, 160 albums I read. You've written songs for 160 albums and over 40 singles, in addition to the stuff that you write for your own music, your own songs that you put out on your new album. Do you have a favorite part of this business? Is it the songwriting, or is it actually the singing of your own songs?
It's like I have three Ericas in me, within me. You see, I have big hair, so I occupy a lot of space.
Yes, yes. I love your hair.
And musically as well. I've always done both things, and it has never been a conflict, because I always wanted to write for others in order to translate their feelings when they couldn't. But they can communicate them. The thing is that some artists can't write them, you know, translate mm-hmm. whatever their feelings. And at the same time, I wanted to express what I needed to express as an artist. So whatever I feel, I communicate. The truth is I don't have a favorite part. I would have to say that my favorite part will be writing what I sing, you know. Uh-huh. But I love to sing, and I love to write as well. So it's not, it's like having two kids. Who do you like the most?
Right.
Who do you love the most?
I find it interesting, for a songwriter, you write a song for yourself. You know what the words mean emotionally to you, personally to you. When you write a song and you give it to somebody else, they're singing your feelings. So it's kind of, you know, you're like the third party.
You know, I don't see it like that at all. It's like translating a message. It's like, as I just told you, I take this career way far from ego. I don't see that song like it's my song and no one else can sing it. On the other side, I see a work of art of someone who wants to express themselves, himself or herself, and that needs someone to do that. And at the end, the song is mine. I've recorded a lot of songs that other artists have recorded before, because at the end, the song was made by me, and I can sing it in my own style. But I don't see a conflict. I don't see ego at all. I don't see like I'm writing for me, because many times I'm writing whatever they want to say. Mm-hmm. I'm just the vehicle to do it. So to tell you the truth, it's an amazing thing that happens every time I do it. Even for my my way of seeing life and the responsibility of, as I say always, making somebody else's soundtrack. Not only the artist that is going to sing it, the singer that is going to perform it, but whomever is going to listen to that. Because mm-hmm. as I told you, stories repeat themselves with different people. We all feel the same, but we just put someone else on that spot.
Cuánto aprecio lo que hiciste, lo mucho que agradezco la lección, porque rompiéndome me construiste, me hiciste indestructible el corazón. Se dice que se aprende por las malas, pero esta alumna ya te superó. Prepárate, que están lloviendo balas, y hoy el tiro al blanco no soy yo. Que no te asuste mi maldad, si mi maestro fuiste tú, si me volviste oscuridad. Cada centímetro de luz, ya no hay manera de escapar. Se te fue el último autobús que nuestro amor ha muerto ya. Tú lo mataste y construiste su ataúd. No vengo aquí a exigir lo que me debes. Ya veo que la vida te cobró. Aún no pagas ni los intereses. Y ya te estás quebrando de dolor. Que no te asuste mi maldad. Maestro fuiste tú, si me volviste oscuridad, cada centímetro de luz, ya no hay manera de escapar, se te fue el último autobús, que nuestro amor ha muerto ya, tú lo mataste y construiste su ataúd. Fuiste tú, si me volviste oscuridad, cada centímetro de luz ya no hay manera de escapar. Se te fue el último autobús, que nuestro amor ha muerto ya. Tú lo mataste y construiste su ataúd.
Well, that's a great, healthy outlook. And I know that, you know, you're inspiring to many people of many, you know, countries around the world through your music. When you're writing music, do you kind of have a sense that this is going to be a hit? When you write a song, you say, you know, this is different. This is special. Or do you feel that way about all the songs you write? It just kind of getting a hit is kind of like, you know, I don't know, luck.
Every single song that I write, I try to do it from my deepest feelings. Because I do believe in energy. Mm-hmm. I do think that every song has a spirit. And whenever that melody comes, it is special. So you have to take care of every word that you put on, every message that you're trying to share with the world. The truth is that some days you're looking for that inspiration because you have to write for someone. And then you start, you know, like searching for ideas and concepts and seeing how you can work that out. And sometimes you're just brushing your teeth and a great idea comes to your mind.
Hmm.
So those songs are really special. They come like heaven sent.
Mm-hmm.
And I really embrace them and try to do my best with them. And you feel right away it has something special. Despacito was that way.
Hmm.
We wrote that in, I don't know, 2-3 hours.
Wow.
And with a guitar. It was really fast. So whenever muse comes, you just let it flow and do your best. And when you're looking for that muse, you really have to let it in and do the best you can as well. So I'm always trying to do my best, but I do believe in inspiration, and I do believe in magic.
Well, there you go. And congratulations on your entry into the Latin Songwriters Hall of Fame. I know that's coming up in October, so congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
That's a tremendous honor.
I'm so happy.
And
So honored. I mean, sharing that space with people that I grew up listening to their music.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to have this moment in my life is amazing, and it's a confirmation. You know, whenever you want something and you work hard and you stick to your values and you develop your talent and you stay humble, which I think is the most important thing in this world, because whenever you think that you already reach whatever you want to reach, then ego comes and as part of your life, and inspiration stops.
Well,
it goes away. So I'm so happy and grateful to be living this moment of my life in such a young age, because I'm 42, and people that get inducted normally are past 50 or 60, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are the youngest in history to ever be inducted into the Latin Songwriter Hall of Fame, and you're also the
I started really young.
When you were 10.
I started 25 years ago.
Well, I was going to ask you, when did you write your first song?
I was 9 when I wrote my first song, but formally my career was released as a solo artist, as a singer-songwriter in 1992 when I was 16 years old.
Do you ever go back to the...
That's when I recorded my first CD.
Do you ever go back to the songs you wrote when you were 9, 10, 11, 12 and look at them now? And
of course, and I laugh a lot. I'm not ashamed at all because I think that we have to go through a process in order to grow. So I'm very thankful for those moments as well. And I even sing it and I laugh a lot because I do write very different from what I used to. But at the same time, it was kind of that process. It was part of that process, and it was so special, you know, to start putting melodies and lyrics together and making out of experiences a work of art.
So is this going to be a new trend for you now? Are you going to start to work with some, you know, of the English language pop stars and kind of combine, make bilingual or?
Of course, yeah. I already started.
Oh,
yes.
Who are you working with now?
I had right now I worked with Joni Price, with several producers and songwriters that had written for Rihanna, for Sia, for Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, we're working together. I love Anglo music, and I grew up with it. My dad is half American, and I live in the U. I've been living in the U.S. for the last 20 years. More in Miami, you know, it's a Latin, the capital of Latin America. But I moved to L.A. The last 2 years, and it's been an amazing experience. So I'm, like, between Miami and L.A. And we're doing a lot of stuff, and in the Brazilian market as well, because I'm half Brazilian. My mom is Brazilian. I come from a very multicultural environment.
Acostumbré a tus arranques de niño, a tus cigarrillos. Amanecer con olor a café. Me acostumbré a tus botellas de vino, a oír tus ronquidos. Y a todo el tiempo salir a comer. A que tu alarma interrumpa mi sueño aún de madrugada. A que si sales de casa no dejas las puertas cerradas. Acostumbré porque me enamoré de tu cuerpo y de tu alma, de tus ojos, de tu cara, de que traigas diariamente el desayuno hasta la cama, de tu gran inteligencia, de tu innata irreverencia, de tus sueños, tus ideas y de ser parte de ellas. Me acostumbré a tus celos y enfados, a tu desencanto. Si algo no sale como esperas, a recoger lo que dejas tirado, a estar al pendiente de que tus cosas no las pierdas, porque me encanta enrollarme contigo y dormir abrazados, porque al hacer el amor más allá de la piel conectamos. Porque me enamoré de tu cuerpo y de tu alma, de tus ojos, de tu cara, de que traigas diariamente el desayuno hasta la cama, de tu gran inteligencia, tus alegres ocurrencias, de tus sueños, tus ideas y de ser parte de ellas. De tu amor por la cocina, de la forma en que me cuidas, de la música que juntos inventamos. Si te inspiras de viajar por el planeta, de pasear en bicicleta, de creer en lo imposible, de alcanzar lo inaccesible, de vivir de una manera diferente. De dejarnos una huella.
siempre. El día en que llegaste no me lo esperé. No estaba en busca de que aparecieras. Pero de pronto mientras conversamos, unos cuantos minutos me bastaron. Sentí como si ya te conociera. De pronto resultaron cosas en común y fuimos descubriendo las casualidades. El tiempo iba volando, se hizo tarde y las puertas del alma me tocaste. Jamás pensé volver a enamorarme, pero yo sé que te conozco de antes. Si estuve contigo, esto no es normal. Es que yo sé que acaricié tus manos, que besé tus labios. Todo es tan real y es que yo siento que esto lo he vivido, tal vez de otra vida, como no lo sé. Pero que hoy estemos juntos tiene su razón de ser. Presencia me llena de paz y leo tu corazón igual que un libro abierto. Hay algo que me grita desde adentro, que nuestra historia tuvo su comienzo y hoy solo repetimos el momento. Porque yo sé que te conozco de antes y estuve de otra vida, como no lo sé. Pero que hoy estemos juntos tiene su razón. Es que yo sé que hoy estemos juntos tiene su razón de ser. Que hoy estemos juntos tiene su razón de ser. You
were in New York recently. You had, I guess, sang for the United Nations as a part of the Social Good Summit. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. I went there. It was an amazing experience. They were talking about things that need to be done in order to improve the world from here to 2030, to have a better world. And the consequences that we're having right now towards climate change and poverty and all that. At the end, I think that what we really need to do is not fight against what's going on out there, but creating consciousness, you know, trying to plant the right seed in the new generation in order to have people with more integrity. Because whenever you have a human being that is conscious about whatever is going out there, and he's not only thinking about himself, but the whole world, your fellow man, the environment and everything, you would for sure have a better world. And that's exactly what I wanted to share. I wanted to share the experience that I'm having as well, working through my foundation. I have a foundation in Panama, and I use music as a vehicle to do good. I have this big competition going on right now called Talempro, which means talento con propósito. In English, it would be talent with a purpose. And it's kind of like a competition in different categories where young people compete in their own areas of art. I mean, music, documentaries, productions. And the thing is that they do put their talent out there in order to shine in whatever they're talented. But at the same time, they have to activate their school and their environment, their people around, to help others that need help. And this year, we're rebuilding 12 schools all over Panama.
Wow.
In order to have that experience of sharing with the people that need help. And for those people that need help also to understand that they do have to activate in order to have a better tomorrow. So we're working on that, and the grand finale is going to take place on the 29th of October. And they're qualified by their talent, but the extra points they get are towards the work that the talent could achieve to help others. So I went there as well to talk about that and the transformation of all these human beings, that whenever you touch your heart and you let them know that they are valuable, that they do have a talent, and then they can be leaders in order to help others, it makes you see the world completely different. And I do think that whenever we have the right seed, we are going to have the right tree at the end of the road.
Absolutely. Well said. I mean, that's absolutely very profound and beautiful. And, you know, you are beautiful. The music you make is wonderful. You deserve all of the accolades and attention that you're getting. And, you know, I love your hair. You mentioned that earlier. I mean, that's that's a lot of hair to take care of.
Big hair.
Big hair.
But it's as easy as you can imagine. I just, you know, I wash it and I let it free.
Well, I can't wait to listen to the new album. And congratulations on the nominations for the Latin Grammys. I'm sure you're going to win. Do you have a speech written?
Well, normally, if that happens, I'll be very grateful. But normally, I do speak from the heart. I think the best way you can connect with someone else's heart is to open yours. So I'll let that happen. If that happens, then I'll open my heart and say whatever I feel at that exact moment.
Erica Ender, if people want to get your music or they want to find out more about you, what's your website?
Yeah, ericaender.com. You can reach my music everywhere you want. Every digital platform has it. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. It's everywhere. And I'm also on Instagram. It's at Erica Ender. On Twitter, at Erica Ender. And on Facebook, Erica Ender Official.
And the name of the new album?
Tatuajes.
Tatuajes.
Which means tattoos. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking your time to talk to us all the way from Panama, Erica. And it's a pleasure to meet you and have you on the show. And when you come to D.C. next, we'd love to have you on VOA television, if you wouldn't mind doing that.
I would love to. Thank you so much for your time and your kindness. And big hugs and kisses to all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And congratulations on Despacito.
Thank you.
Sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Ya me estás gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero. estirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, voy a desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmar las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Soy el metal, no hay como parar lo que nos va a pasar. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh, ya me estás gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, voy a desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmar las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo, que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos. Déjame sobrepasar zonas de peligro hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido. Despacito, despacito. Despertar con tus ojitos en mis ojos, levantarte en las mañanas con un beso, conocer por ti la forma más sublime del amor, abrazarte hasta dormirte aquí en mi pecho, enseñarte y trabajar en ser tu ejemplo, para darte sin medida siempre mi mejor versión. ¿Cómo hubiera sido el sentirte dentro? Y que de mi cuerpo naciera tu cuerpo. ¿Cómo hubiera sido verte en mi universo? ¿Cómo hubiera sido poder darle vida a alguien? ¿Cómo hubiera sido adorarte como a nadie? ¿Cómo hubiera sido merecido.
Transparente como el agua, inocente como infancia, intuitivo y tan intenso como el aire que se vuelve viento, haces oro lo que tocas, y aunque a veces te equivocas, lo das todo, no das nada, porque a medias no te basta, y es que tú eres tan tierno como radical. Desde mis ojos simplemente sobrenatural, así eres tú, como la brisa que viene del mar, que te acaricia pero cuando sube la marea, puede convertirse en huracán. Eres mi historia con final feliz, eres maestro pero con el alma de aprendiz, eres lo que quiero. Dices, es tan claro como impredecible tú, la fantasía hecha realidad, desde la magia de mi mundo puedes todo y más, así eres tú, como la brisa que viene del mar, que te acaricia pero cuando menos te lo esperas.
Thank you very much, Erica Ender, for joining us. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we've got some great songs to play for you. Requests and dedications coming up, so hang around for more Border Crossings.